Thank you.
Well, first, let me thank you very... Can you hear me? Let me thank you sincerely for the invitation. Thank you to COICA. Thank you to Good Neighbors International, the Government of Korea, and of course the NGO Council for the invitation. And also let me take the opportunity to acknowledge His Excellency Ambassador Lee Tai-ho, Ambassador Lee as well. I want to recognize Honorable Jennifer Namuyangu, coming all the way from Uganda, the Pearl of Africa. And my senior colleague, Asako, who is here to support us. And let me just say, ladies and gentlemen. So to respond to your question, Dr. Song, let me try to situate the conversation. And the conversation is around Uganda, a country that hosts 1.3 million refugees, the biggest in Africa, the third in the world. That is no joke. And it is the country with the perhaps the most progressive refugee model in the world. Open door policies, no camps. The government actually aligns and allocates social services to refugees just as its own citizens. And importantly, and I just wanted to underscore that, it is the glue in a sub-region that is very fragile. You have DRC next door, South Sudan, Burundi, and so the work that Uganda is doing is very, very important. Now, I wanted to situate this so that when I start unpacking the whole of society approaches, you know, we can bring it into context. And so what we are doing as UNDP, and I want to thank the government of Korea and COICA's 7 million support to it, is aligned to what the government is doing. In other words, the government's own vision of supporting refugees, the comprehensive refugee response framework that they have, it's a way of us supporting that initiative. And what we are doing is a program called, it's a Refugee and Host Communities Empowerment Project, which is very important in a number of ways. First, it helps us to really articulate much more strategically the whole of society approach. By first, having conversations at dialogue at national, provincial, community level. And we've been having those conversations together. And I'm glad, Honorable Jennifer, you were there to launch the program. So that's one part of it. And part of the conversation around whole of society approach is about the focus on gender and youth. And it's very important to say that 52% of the refugees that come into Uganda are women. Mm-hmm. And from countries like South Sudan, in fact, 85% of them are women. Mm-hmm. So it's important that any program that you design is deliberate and targeted in terms of the role of women also in that space. And that's one of the things that we are focusing on, because when you empower the woman, you know that a lot of things will be done. So part of the whole of society, it's also been deliberate in terms of who is there in terms of actors and the role of women and youth. It's very important. The second bit of the whole of society approach is also the nexus between humanitarian work, response and development. And it's very important because we need to be able to look at the nexus between that. Now, in terms of the UNDP and COICA's program, we are looking at a bit of a three-phased approach, if you may call it so. One that looks at the emergency response. What do you do in terms of providing livelihoods to refugees? Then how do you graduate them to something that is more sustainable in terms of providing them with skills, getting them with business incubation skills, and then the transition to development? Now, for a country like Uganda, it's very important to look at this nexus because you have to look at durable solutions in the long term. You can't have refugees 1.3 forever. In other words, what kind of support do you provide to them? So the whole of society approach is also looking at the nexus between humanitarian recovery and development work. Now, to complement that as well, in terms of looking at the whole of society, is also bringing the multi-sectoral approach to the conversation. And I'm glad, Honorable Jennifer, you talked about the response plans that are costed. And we also have one on environment and water that is just coming out, and we have one on jobs and livelihoods. In other words, bringing the society together also means bringing sectors like, you know, environment, water, education to be part of that conversation. And coming from Uganda now, we are in the process of developing our third national development plan. It's a five-year plan that is aligned to the government's Vision 2040. And the government is already mainstreaming the issues of refugees into the National Development Plan. In other words, you're going to have a National Development Plan that everybody responds to and every sector responds to, and that is part of the whole of society approach that we are talking about. And then in interest of time, I'm just going to conclude because I know I have a very few minutes here, is that for us as UNDP, this the humanitarian development nexus is a really core to that conversation that we are having. And I just wanted to conclude that Uganda, importantly, the international support that is required for a country like that is very key. And for us as UNDP, one of the things that we are doing is to mainstream some of these refugee issues into our own programming. In other words, our programs on green growth, our programs on gender, our programs on environment also embed in themselves issues around refugees. And I just wanted to applaud the government of Uganda once again, and to applaud the government of Korea for this collaboration. Us as UNDP, we are just facilitators, and we do hope that a country like that, with a very novel example of what it takes to host refugees, will be supported, and will be supported in practice and in deed. So thank you very much. Thank you.